Hello, this is Victoria Baylor with dressintend.com, your style and imaging resource location for the woman on the go. Here for another Motivational Monday. Today is, I believe, March 6, 2017. Happy Monday, everybody. So actually, our topic today just so happens to be Monday. Just trying to figure out a way or convince you of a way to make Mondays more satisfying for you. Or actually, let's just reclaim our Mondays, so to speak. So I know what you're going to say. It's Monday, your coffee, maybe you had your coffee, you hadn't kicked in, you're running, trying to get the kids in the car, or trying to get in your car yourself so you can get to work. It's probably like the crazy routine you normally have Monday after Mondays. Because Mondays are a little bit tough, right? I mean, you just had a weekend. If you didn't work that weekend and you were able to chill and relax, the thought of turning over the next morning and having to get up and go to work on that Monday is oftentimes a dreadful one. So how do you really go from a Sunday, you know, to for what a lot of people feel up to be a bummed out Monday? You know, it's hard for a lot of people to make that transition. And I get it. I really do. Everyone loves their weekend and they enjoy having it off. But I just don't understand that negative and dreadful feeling that you have. That kind of energy will cast a negative energy over your entire week. You don't really want that, do you? So I think it's really important if we take our Mondays back and reclaim them, right? I mean, it's another day of the week. It's a blessing to have it. Why not just make it one that you enjoy? And despite what you say, I do think it's possible to do that. Most things are mind over matter. So with that being said, I'm going to offer a few tips that might help you. First off, like I said, reclaim your Mondays. Every day is a blessing, right? With that thought in mind, probably think about shifting your focus about how you see Mondays. Maybe Monday can be the catalyst day to really help you get engaged for the week. For some of you, you might even, depending upon how you work, who you work for, your schedule, you may even be able to use it kind of one of those days where you're like, hey, let me see how much I can get done, because maybe that might ensure I have a longer weekend at the end of the week. So for that, it could be like a motivational challenge, which isn't a bad thing, right? You can also, just think of it a little bit different in the sense that, you know, I get to jumpstart my day. This is my buffer day for the week. And, you know, maybe you might need to change your routine a little bit or even change what you did on Sunday night to make it a little bit easier to transition. If you party all Sunday night long, it might be a little bit difficult to make that one. But just take your Monday back. It's a day. There's 24 hours there. I promise you, within those 24 hours, it's definitely got to be a gift of some sort or something really great can happen from it. One of my biggest suggestions is definitely think about recreating your Monday. So that's kind of like do an overhaul on your entire Monday. Now, again, if you're in a set schedule or you work for someone and that's kind of impossible to do, completely understandable. But there are little small degree, little things you can do to make that kind of a change. So consider changing your schedule. You know, maybe for you, the thought of transitioning from Sunday to Monday and your workload can be a little bit rough. And by the way, when I say Monday, for some of y'all, Monday just means the beginning of the start, you know, the beginning of your work week. For some of y'all, that might be a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday. So then we're talking about the proverbial Monday. That's quote unquote. So anyway, for whatever your particular Monday is, consider changing your schedule up a bit. Maybe if you, you know, don't want to make that kind of like your day to really pump and get stuff done, or maybe you're a little bit slower start in the week, well, think about even kind of determining what you won't do on Monday that will better help you kind of make that transition. I'm self-employed, so for me on Mondays, I don't usually meet with clients because I'm either trying to catch up for something from last week, or I know just energy-wise, I'm trying to get pumped for the week. I kind of like to use Monday as my kind of get stuff done, you know, really kind of stay focused. Sometimes I stay in my jammies. I don't even leave the house. I'm beginning to kind of make that my routine. But for you, it might be something totally different. Either way, you want to kind of think of it positively. I'm excited and motivated that, hey, I get to get stuff done. This is really, really great. I will entertain other people and other things. Let me kind of clear my plate so I can breathe. That's my way of doing it. For some of y'all, the opposite might be true. It's like, look, let me just do the easier stuff on Monday, and then I can kind of build up to the stuff throughout the week. But anyway, change your routine if you feel that's necessary. And then second of all, within that whole reclamation, you can also just employ more positive routines. So Sunday, you know, on Monday morning, you know, try listening to maybe a different radio station or actually creating a playlist. Might be your 80s, whatever your favorite song, favorite music is, and have that playing in the background as you're getting ready. You can even listen to online comedy. If, you know, if you're feeling all down and heavy, then, you know, maybe steer clear from, like, you know, morning news and things like that. It would just kind of add a heavier weight. Just kind of switch your routine up a little bit, and that also might help. Even change what you might eat for breakfast. You know, do something fun. Anyway, infuse your Monday with a little bit more fun, you know, elements. Maybe you don't drink a certain type of coffee on a Monday, and you're going to give yourself a treat. Just find a way to make it fun. Wear your cute shoes. You know, different little things like that just to give a little bit more pep in your step. And then lastly, when all that other stuff fails, I think kind of probably this is the greatest, which is last but not least, is on a day when you're feeling a little bit down, like a lot of people are on Mondays, never, 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 never forget. And it, you know, we're human. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to, you know, not always feel up to it. I mean, that's just life. If you're ruled by your feelings, you probably wouldn't get in your car and drive anyway. So look, you're doing things in spite of how you feel. But one way to ground myself oftentimes is to just review my list of gratitudes. And I always think, especially when I get caught in traffic on the highway and there's like something going on, I always think, I'm like, I would rather be here than in the hospital, you know, somewhere confined to a bed, unable to move. I consider that a blessing. And then I say a prayer for the people that are in hospitals. So one thing, when you just think of all the things you have to be happy for and grateful for, that you have mobility in your limbs, that you moved around, even if you don't have as much as other people, there's always a reason why you could be negative. But just look at the positive. And yes, the little baby toe don't move. Well, maybe the one next to it does, you know. Just always be thankful about that kind of stuff. And that always helps to kind of cheer up a mood. So for me, it's starting the day with a little bit of prayer and devotion and just thanking God for, like, all the blessings I have. And for some reason, that will always work to get me out of a funk and help me overshadow those crazy, crazy times. Because, you know, life is life, right? Good, bad, ups, downs, all of it. It's life, and we wouldn't trade it. So anyway, let's just kind of reclaim these Mondays. No more negativity. You know, we're not going to let whatever our enjoyment. We want the same love and excitement on Sundays to spill over. And if it doesn't, and I really do apologize for people that do work and feel, you know, they can't live out that proverbial, you know, if you love what you do, it never feels like a day of work. No, some people are out there hustling. They're really trying to get it done. Even if they love what they do, it might be super, super hard work. I mean, as an entrepreneur, I work like 12, 14-hour days, a lot of days, most days, it seems like. So, you know, sometimes it's a lot to keep yourself going. And it's, a lot of people are in situations which, you know, aren't very pleasing. But either way, I pray that you will find a way to just kind of lift your spirits and stick to that. And one of the greatest gifts is, maybe if you're unable to do it for yourself, I've always found out that compassion and giving to other people is like a personal boost. So give to someone else. Do for someone else. The joy that you get from that is just the greatest thing in the world anyway, right? That's what life's about. But anyway, this is Victoria. Reclaim those Mondays. Make them restorative. And don't forget your list of gratitude. Signing out for Dressin10.com's Motivational Monday post. See you guys next week. Bye.